Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So my basement has been taken over by my mother's photos. Okay. No, seriously, 10 boxes of her life, my grandparents' life, my people I don't even know lives, is mushroomed because I decided to take it out and try and clean it out and figure out what I would send to a preservationist to, you know, so that we could have them. And it's making me so, I'm paralyzed because I can't throw anything away.
No, you can't. I know. I've done the same thing. Pictures of people that don't even know. I can't throw these old photos away.
My parents met friends on vacation and then took pictures with them. And these are people from other countries.
Yeah.
So, but photo albums of my grandparents' first trip to Europe after my siblings were born, because they were born in Switzerland when my father went to medical school.
Oh.
Am I going to throw that away?
No,
that she so carefully placed everything. You know, all those photo album people who, you know, because one day, like 50 years from now, their great-great-grandchild is going to be sitting in a basement going, what do I do with this?
Right.
I feel like I can't throw it away. Now, look, I know I'm going to get a lot of phone calls from the people who do this for a living.
Right.
But they can't really know what is appropriate to throw away.
Yeah.
I did throw away my father.
Well, how about digitalizing? take digital photos.
Yes, yes, yes. So that's what I have a friend, Nancy Carr, who has a fantastic company here. She's an ex-Kodak executive who now does this. And if you ask me the name of the company, which, you know, but look her up. She's amazing. I've written about her. There are people who do this and digitize it, and they do it with great care and love for who you are.
Right.
But they might do it with the person, like my mother.
Right.
I'm two generations away from some of these pictures and feel uncomfortable really just letting them go. And yet, who do I give them to? So the one thing I instantly got rid of, three boxes of my father fancied himself a good photographer. And back then, it's not like you had a digital photograph that you could swipe and delete.
Right.
He got them all.
They kept the blurry ones back then.
Oh my gosh!
I know.
You know,
he didn't want to throw anything away.
Nothing.
I know.
I mean,
we all have
piles
that father,
of them.
Okay.
He's like, look at that. Dad? It's a telephone booth. I mean, or then there'd be like the Great Wall of China, but 1,000 pictures of the great part of the great same part
I
of the
know,
Great Wall.
I know.
So it is really hard to be the person to be the decider about this. That was easy. That and the slides. And it was interesting. I had four boxes of, you know, because you would have slides.
Mm-hmm.
We would have to sit through slideshows of the trips we didn't go on.
Oh. Nothing worse than that.
I didn't throw them away. Apparently, they're of use to students who make films because they, you know why? There's no copyright on them. I'm like, for sure. Oh. Dad did not need a copyright on these terrible pictures.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.